This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is denouncing Russia and China after the two countries vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution to block cross-border humanitarian aid to Syria. This, as Turkish media reports, at least 25,000 civilians have fled Syria's northwestern region of Idlib to Turkey over the past 2 days, as Syrian and Russian forces intensify their bombardment of the region. In Afghanistan, preliminary results from September's election show incumbent President Ashraf Ghani won a slim majority of votes. Ghani's top challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, who currently shares power with him in a unity government, finished second with nearly 40% of the vote. In a statement on Sunday, Abdullah's office says he does not accept the preliminary results and that the commission has failed to tackle election fraud. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed an election rally for his Hindu Nationalist Party on Sunday as violent clashes continued between police and protesters demonstrating against a new citizenship law that excludes Muslims. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more on the weekend protests.
Officials said more than 1,500 protesters have been arrested since Parliament passed the law on December 11, with India's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh, seeing the worst violence. Rights activists in the state said police had raided their houses and offices to prevent them from planning fresh demonstrations. Uttar Pradesh is ruled by Narendra Modi's Nationalist Party and has long seen clashes between majority Hindus and minority Muslims. The law aims to grant citizenship to minority faiths from Muslim-majority Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh, deemed as suffering persecution there. But critics say it discriminates against Muslims and threatens India's secular ethos.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy. This is VOA News.